From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Senator Arlen Specter has a narrow win in Pennsylvania's Republican primary. First, though, intense fighting continues today between U.S. Marines and Iraqi insurgents west of Baghdad in Fallujah. Machine gun fire and mortar shell explosions could be heard across the city. Today's attacks come after a long night where American fighter jets and tanks pummeled several enemy sites. This is the third straight day of fighting in Fallujah, the heaviest since it came under siege earlier this month. Tony Perry is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He's on a rooftop in Fallujah. Is that right, Tony?
That's correct. I'm on the rooftop of the Marine Command Center. I'm watching two different battles between Marines and insurgents, one in a crowded neighborhood, one in a more industrial site that has a defunct train station that the insurgents have used for some period of time as a rallying point and a place to store their weapons.
What do the Marines say is their goal, and what are they doing?
Well, the Marines' goal is two things. One, to return fire when they're fired upon, and that's occurred in both of these cases. And in one of the cases in the crowded neighborhood, four Marines were wounded in a firefight between the Marines and insurgents earlier in the day. The other one, several miles away at the train station in the industrial neighborhood, that's still going on. I think we're probably in the fifth round of a 10-rounder. We've had Cobra gunship helicopters firing Hellfire missiles. We've had armored personnel carriers firing at insurgents firing back with mortars, rockets, all sorts of things. We also had fairly credible reports that the insurgents were taking weapons out of a storage area, and they had brought women and children with them, presumably so if they were fired upon, there would be women and children acting as shields.
Tony, the question of whether fighting is going to be continuing is the big one. U.S. official spokespersons over there are still saying they're trying to get some kind of ceasefire going. They want these joint Iraqi Marine patrols to get underway. But at the same time, there's talk of a complete offensive against Fallujah. Is that what is going on now?
Sure, there's sort of a two-track process, and one track is combat and urban warfare and going downtown there and assaulting the insurgent stronghold. There are 7,000 Marines, six battalions of combat Marines. Three are inside the city, three are encircling the city. Nobody's getting in or out unless the Marines allow them. The insurgents are trapped. They're not going anywhere. We know where they are. They're downtown. And the plan is there's nothing startling about it. It is to squeeze them, push them back to the Euphrates River, and if they continue to fight, to kill them. Now, that's a heavily populated area. There will be civilian casualties. I don't think anyone thinks there won't be. Who will be blamed if there are civilian casualties? Well, the Marines will be blamed. The U.S. will be blamed, and the insurgents know that. That's always part of an insurgency. Cause the outside power to fight among the civilian population and then blame them for civilian casualties. That's how you lose the battle but win the war. And that precisely is what at least some of the insurgents are hoping for.
Tony Perry of the Los Angeles Times speaking with us from Fallujah. Tony, thank you.
My pleasure.